This is James.
Hey, James, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Monday?
All right.
Good to hear, brother. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah. you could say that, I guess, where you're sitting at.
Man, not really. We pay for it, you know. It's hot as heck out here right now, too. You know, I'm sure it is in Austin, too, but... Yes, sir. So you got my text, right, on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a super weird situation where we had a power outage. We had them on backups, but they didn't work out, you know? So it was kind of like a snow day for us.
Yes, sir. Rolling blackouts, huh?
Yeah, I guess wherever our servers are located, like, they had a blackout scheduled. And we tried to have backup generators for that situation, but the backup generators didn't support it, I guess. So super weird. Yeah.
So here's the deal. I sent you a text, or started sending an email, sent a text. I don't know if you got it.
I got the text. I read some of the reviews. I have some steps I need to do anyway. So
yeah.
So what did you mean by that?
Well... I think I'm going to do my own website.
Okay.
Because if y'all do it and then I don't like the service, I don't have a website anymore.
You do.
Same thing with the Facebook.
Okay.
You own it.
No. So let me clarify, okay? Because I'm assuming you read that somewhere along the lines on some of the reviews, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to note it. We have a 4.2 rating on Google. The majority of our clients, right, it's like 5 stars. There are some 1 stars on there, though, too, and I'm sure that's what you saw. So let me explain, and maybe the person that left that review didn't understand this, or, you know, we had to clarify it to them after they left the review. So first off, on Facebook and all your directories and your Google page, okay? So all the content, like all the directories we create for you, you are the owner of that. We are added on as a manager, okay? So if you were to leave us, you still have access to all your listings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the website, there's 2 different options if you were to leave us, and I highly recommend, okay, you still have us build the site because it's part of what we do, right? Like, our web developers are amazing, okay? But if you were to leave us, right, because we make it month-to-month, no contracts, we have 2 options for you, okay? And we do this because we understand our clients put their websites on their T-shirts, on their business cards, etc. So you can pay us $49 a month to continue hosting the website. That means just like maintaining it, making changes for you. Or if you don't want to do that, you can buy the website out for $99, which is very inexpensive for a website.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So me personally, like when I set up accounts, I don't even really try to get into all that because I want you guys to be on long term, right? But you get all this in writing, you know. So if you were to cancel, I promise you the directories, those are all, you're the owner of them, okay? And the website, you have those 2 options, $49 to host, right, or $99 to buy it out, and then you have to maintain it on your own.
Yeah, you still got it. Okay, I got you.
Right, right.
So who do y'all go through to – get the website. Oh, excuse me.
Great question. So we don't offsite any of our work. So our web developers are in-house, right? So we use WordPress, and we're creating the website ourselves. Typically, they purchase the domain either on Google or GoDaddy, wherever right, your domain is available, and it's like the least expensive. Usually it's like $2, if that, you know? The domain purchases are super inexpensive.
Right. But now it's a secured.
Yes.
Okay, because GoDaddy, I had some issues with them, and that's why we let the previous website go.
Okay.
They just, you know, they said, oh, you got hacked. We need $1,500 to do this and that. And,
that's ridiculous.
Then it'll be secure. Yeah, they suckered me.
We have to make all our websites secure because it's part of Google Scan for you to rank. So let's say you had your own website and it didn't have the SSL certificate, which is basically that lock, okay, on the website. We would actually give you an SSL certificate, like, included with our package. But since we're building the website from the ground up, you're going to have an SSL certificate because it's part of the Google optimization. Like, we can't rank you on the first page if you don't have that little lock, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm game.
All right. Trust me, you're going to love this, okay? I am your account lead on this, too. So I'm really big. I've had even clients leave reviews about me. That you've probably seen a few of them where, like,
yeah, I read a lot of them.
Yeah, when you call, I answer, right? Or if I'm on the phone with another client, I get back to you as soon as I'm off the phone with them. I'm really big on communication, and I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let me make sure I verified everything. Nothing's changed, right? You're doing new homes, room additions, bathrooms, kitchens, outdoor living spaces, windows and doors. Is that right?
Yep.
100-mile radius.
And siding.
And siding. Okay. See, that's why I verify. All right. Siding 2. You're still doing a 100-mile radius, right, from your location?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're hiding the address online, right? The 7200 Wood Hollow Drive. Perfect.
No.
Oh,
see, that's the problem. I looked on some. I got Blessing Avenue. I looked on some. I got Wood Hollow.
200 Desiderata. Right. Desiderata.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. See, it's good. Sometimes our system, like, after, when you don't sign up, it reverts to what's, like, in our CRM. So let me just change it back, okay? Give me one quick second here. That's not Austin. That's Smithville, right?
I'm sorry? It's Smithville,
Okay, Smithville. And let me see. Hold on. Let me pull up the zip real fast. Make sure I get the right one. 78957. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And let me change this to over here so it doesn't revert back again on us. Problem solved. Okay. This phone number, 512-497-2547, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. So next step to this, right, I'm going to assign that technician to your company, schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they go through all the fun stuff, keywords, color scheme of your website, how you want that to look, your Facebook ads, et cetera.
Okay. Right.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement that everything is go ahead. Oh, okay. I thought you had a question or something. All right.
No, I've been over to pick up the square.
Okay, no problem. All right. So let me jump over here. Is it going to be the same billing address, the 200 Desiderata Drive? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Let me update that. And the name on the card, is it James Hart?
James B. Hart.
All right. That's B like Bravo, right?
Yeah.
All right. And Hart's H-A-R-T?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Let's see. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
I don't know. It's got two, a red circle and an orange circle.
That should be a MasterCard. Should start with a 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for the card number when you are.
5343.
Okay.
7100.
Mm-hmm.
1186.
Mm-hmm.
4922. Expires 0626.
And
393.
Perfect. And the first four on that, you said it's 5343. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now, James. Just heads up on the voice verification, though. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked.
Okay. And you're going to send me everything that we talked about, right?
You're going to get everything in writing in just 1 second, and a welcome email and an initial invoice as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sunrise Construction and Remodeling.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
James Brett Hart, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is July 17th, 2023, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. And let me see. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. what I'm going to do right now is get this client interview scheduled for you. So let me just check the availability, and then I'll walk you through the welcome email and the initial invoice too. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. Okay, for the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes, though. What time works best for you tomorrow for that appointment?
As late as you can.
Okay, so the latest one tomorrow, usually the latest appointment they have is 5 p.m., but that one's actually booked. They do have a 4 p.m., though. Will that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And the way this works, okay, you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI for client interview, EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's happening. And I actually call you and introduce you to the technician first. If I'm on the phone, though, for the appointment, like with another client, right, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay, so that's scheduled between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow. All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. So you should have received a few more emails from us, okay? One of them is going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Okay.
Okay.
When you click on that, it's going to ask you to send some pictures in of tools and or equipment, work vehicle. What this is, James, is it's an advanced verification. We do this with all our clients because we found that it gets faster placement. So anything you have on there, you want to send in. But if you don't have like a workplace, for example, right, you would just skip that one. Or if your area doesn't require licensing, right, you just skip that one. Okay. So anything you have on there, though, you do want to send in, and it's super easy. You just click the link. You attach the photo, and then you just shoot that right over. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you have your welcome email, which is just welcoming you aboard. The one I really want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that in your inbox?
I heard it come in. Hold on.
Okay.
And it was sent email or what?
It was sent via email and text message. The email will be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
God damn it.
No worries.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Okay. So when you pull it up, the fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to click on that, and that's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This has everything that you're paying for in writing and everything that I went over with you. Now, I do like to just recap it. So Google Business Profile Optimization, what that means in English is it's the map section. Okay. Google Business Profile Access, okay? Directory submissions, there's 60 total. Again, we're on a recorded line. You're the owner on everything. We're just added on as a manager, okay? Now, below My Site Custom Website, okay? You're going to see something about fees on there, okay? Again, we're on a recorded line. Your My Site is included for you at no additional charge, and that will reflect on the bottom of your invoice. It'll say My Site, $0. Okay?
Where's this at?
If you scroll down to the very bottom, you're going to see payments, and then it'll say local bundle, Facebook ads, My Site, and then it says My Site, $0.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Okay, okay. So I just want to, because it says on there like something about $375 per each occurrence. You're not being charged like one more penny for your site. And again, like I told you, if you were to cancel, which I feel like you're not going to, but if you were, it's $49 a month for hosting. Or you could pay $99 to buy the website out.
Okay. Right.
All right. Okay. Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. That is included with your platform. Okay. And that just tells you a little bit more about that. Again, you're the owner of the Facebook page. Promise you. Google ads and Google guarantee on there. Those are not included with your service. Those are upgraded programs. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, which you'll see right below Facebook Ads, those are not included with your platform.
Okay.
These are upgraded services. Google Ads is pay-per-click, and Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead platform. So we want to see how you're doing, like, the first month, and then we can always talk to you about upgrading to, like, increase your lead flow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Google
You did say something about Facebook ads.
Okay, I just said Facebook ads is included. Okay, you're the owner of the Facebook page, though. We're just added on as a manager.
Okay. Right, but when we had talked before, y'all said Facebook ads, you put $100 a month towards Facebook ads.
We do. That's included. Google ads and Google guaranteed are not. So if you go to the bottom of your invoice again, it'll say local bundle, which is like the local SEO, right?
Yeah.
And then Facebook ads, you'll see $100 of that going towards it each month.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so going back up, Google Workspace is optional. So that's like a business email. If you're interested in a Google Workspace, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview.
Yeah, okay. You know, I got locked out of Gmail. I got a new Gmail account. I still haven't been able to get in, so I don't know what the hell. But no, I don't want another email.
Right. SunriseTX@gmail.com. I think that sounds really good, you know. So, yeah, I think you're fine with what you have to. Advanced reporting is your tracking system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Live client support, like I mentioned, everything we do here is in-house. So any changes, we're able to do them live over the phone for you.
Okay.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. So within 7 to 10 days of starting up, you're going to be submitted to all 60 directories Google scans for with the same name, address, phone number, website, and content, meaning your keywords. The address will be hidden all across the net. Okay. 7 to 14 days of starting up. Okay. We're going to have your Google listing live and fully optimized. This isn't first page placement yet. It's just optimized. Okay.
Right.
Your My Site, so your custom website design, will be up and running in 7 to 14 days. Your Facebook ads will be live in 7 to 14 days. And for you to rank on the first page of Google, the timeline you have in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you'll see how your payments break down. Local bundle, $199. Facebook ads, $100. My site, $0. Okay? And it will state that everything's month-to-month, no contracts. Okay? So after you reviewed everything, okay, you take your time with it. It's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system. That is sent to you 3 to 5 days from startup. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, let me make sure I got all my notes for the tech side. So the tech side wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text from us?
Emails.
Emails preferred. Got it. And I got your new email too, so should be rocking and rolling there. And let's see. I already have the service radius. Okay. The company, I know licensing isn't required for your area, right? But is it currently insured?
Yes.
Okay. So you have insurance. Perfect. And let's see. It's actually not required for the base program, but if you were to ever upgrade to Google Guaranteed in the future, they do require insurance. That's why we asked you on the front end.
Oh.
Okay. Facebook page. I think I remember you saying you don't currently have a business page. Is that right?
I do, but it's I don't know how to get in it, and I don't know I don't have access to it. I mean, I can look it up on my wife's Facebook page, but...
Well, if you don't have access to it, it's no worries. We're going to want to create you a new business page then that you have access to, obviously. So let me just give me 1 second here. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
No.
No. Okay. So what I'm going to need you to do, okay, you don't have to be, like, on there Facebooking and TikToking and what all these kids are doing now, right? But we do need you to just create a personal page. That way we could create a business page from it, okay? We don't go into your personal page at all. You're the owner on everything, but we do need you to have a personal page so they can create the business page, okay? So are you able to do that now, or?
No, not right now, Sam.
Okay. So I'm going to just explain it to you.
I really just like Facebook.
Okay. I'm not the biggest fan of it either, right? Like on my personal time, but I do see my clients, they get work from it. So that's why the only reason I really like it. So when you go on a Facebook, like you just go to facebook.com, put create new page, right? And then it's just going to ask you, like, it'll ask you for like your phone number. It'll send you a text, right? To just verify it's you. Like you don't have to put any pictures on it or anything like that. But we do need you to just create the page. That way we could create a business page from it.
Okay.
Now, when you get into it, and if you forget all this when you're in front of it, just call me, okay, and I'll walk you through it. But what you're going to want to end up getting to after you create the page is you're going to go to settings, okay? And then at the bottom of settings, it's going to allow you to copy your – wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm telling you the right thing. 1 second. Let me go to it for my phone real quick. So,
now, the pictures that are on my Facebook right now, can you capture those?
Yeah. Let me just locate it real fast. Give me a second here. Let me do a scan on the business, and it should pull it up for me. But that was correct. You want to go to settings after you create it, and then it's going to say copy and copy your, what do you call it, your Facebook link. If you're doing it from a computer, you could just copy it from there, but I need you to text it to me. That way I could attach it for your technician for tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Let me find your old one, though, so we could pull all the photos off of there. Okay? In one quick second. Yeah, I got it right here. I'm going to send you a text with it, okay? That way you could just let me know if this is the right one. All right, should be coming to you right now. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of photos on here, too. Should make sure they're your photos.
Now, there's some on how. I mean, there's some all over the internet.
Okay.
That they... You know, they captured, God, there's another shitty company, they provide you with leads. I can't remember the name of it, but they captured some stuff too.
The lead companies don't usually show up on the Google scan, but they can show up on just a search. So give me 1 second. Let me try to find those real quick.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is just attach them for all your, for your technician so they can pull them all off of there. But does Nextdoor, does that sound like the right one?
No. No, no. It was, oh God, the name of it. You pay for the leads.
There's Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks. Any of those sound right?
No.
Home Advisor. Okay. I don't see your Home Advisor listing. Let me see if they pulled it down. Give me one quick second here. Search on Home Advisor. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they did. It's not up anymore. So I did find a Nextdoor app though, but it looks like, let me see if there's any photos on here.
I don't think so.
There's like three. Yeah, so I think the Facebook page that I found for you, it has way more, so I'll have them pull the videos and the pictures off of this page for sure. Okay. But again, because you don't have, I did look at house. It only has 3 photos on it, though. So I can have them pull those. But
are they different than the ones I had?
Let me see real quick. No, they're the same ones on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's way more on the Facebook, but the ones that are on house are the same ones you have on the Facebook for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one in particular I'm looking for that I've lost, but I'll sort when I get home.
Okay. Okay. And then, again, I'm going to attach the Facebook page for them to pull the photos off of, but we really want you to have access to the Facebook, right? That way, you're the owner of it. Any messages that come through to it, you're able to get it, et cetera. So definitely, when you get a chance tonight, just go Facebook.com, create a page, and then text me over your link, and I'll remind you of it, too, tomorrow at the client interview, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'll check first thing in the morning to see if you already sent it. And then if you have any questions, too, you can always call me directly, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so I have all the notes for them now. Only homework for you. I know nobody likes homework, but the action needed, photos needed for the Google verification. That way we get you placement faster, okay? And then also the Facebook page. Just create that. That way there's no, like, hiccups on getting those ads going for you, okay?
Okay. And tell me again where I'll send these pictures.
So you're going to have an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification.
Gotcha.
When you pull that one up, there's going to be a link. And when you click on the link, it allows you to attach, like, any pictures. It'll say, like, add file, and then you could just add, like, tools and equipment, pictures of your work vehicle, et cetera. If you don't have anything on there, just skip it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Not of jobs.
No, not of jobs. Your workplace, they're talking about, like let's say you have, like, a showroom, right? They will want pictures of your showroom. Or if you were, like, a car lot or something, right? Like, they would want pictures of that brick and mortar. But because you have you're a mobile company, like you're not going, or clients aren't going to you, you can skip the workplace one, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah. So anything you have on there, send it, right? That way we just get you quicker placement, okay? And then the Facebook page too, just text that over to me once you have it, and I'll attach it for your technicians. And I'll put your old Facebook in file here so we can pull all the photos off it. Just make it easy for you. Okay?
All right,
awesome. So I'm going to get all your notes over to your technician. I look forward to being your account lead on this, James. Congratulations again. Thank you for trusting us. Okay? And tomorrow, look out for that call from us between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. from our 877 number. Okay? And I'll try to be available for it, too. But if I'm not, they'll just call on their own, okay?
All right,
perfect. All right, James, have a great rest of your night, sir. Congratulations.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.